If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Cuomo under pressure.
The governor should resign.
New eviction moratorium.
It will buy states time.
Obama bash canceled.
An event like that is not a good idea.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden has joined other top Democrats calling on a member of his own party, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, to resign.
What I said was if the investigation attorney general concluded that the allegations are correct, that I would recommend he resign. That's what I'm doing today.
The state attorney general's report backed up allegations from 11 women who allege sexual harassment. Some, like Charlotte Bennett, used to work for Cuomo. She spoke with CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
He sexually harassed me. I am not confused. I am living in reality, and it's sad to see that he's not.
Cuomo was defiant in a taped response to the attorney general's findings.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances.
Legal scholar Jessica Levinson on what could be ahead.
It looks like local prosecutors are already investigating whether or not to bring criminal charges based on this report. And it also looks like Governor Cuomo could be very vulnerable to civil lawsuits by the victims who are named in this report.
Well, like millions of people, Louis Vertens is now facing possible eviction.
I feel helpless. Feel like I can't do anything, even though I work and I got a full-time job.
A Rhode Island judge ruled in favor of his landlord, giving him 3 weeks to clear out. But he and others might have more time. The CDC has issued a new eviction moratorium to replace the federal one that expired Saturday. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
States and local governments will now have more time to distribute the more than $46 billion already set aside for renters. The new moratorium will last for 60 days until October 3rd. It will temporarily stop evictions in places with substantial and high levels of COVID-19 transmission, protecting 90% of the country.
Health experts say it's likely other cities will do what New York City has just done, with a new plan to mandate vaccinations for people who go to places like restaurants and gyms. Dr. Ashish Jha, the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, on CBS This Morning.
If you want to keep restaurants safe, if you want to go to a hospital, you want to go into a university, it makes a lot of sense for those institutions to say, we want everybody vaccinated. It creates a safe space for people. So I support mandates, and I think that they are going to help a lot of people get off the fence and get vaccinated.
There's word former President Obama is scaling back his big 60th birthday bash. It'll be just family and a few close friends on Martha's Vineyard Saturday, not the hundreds first planned. Critics said it was a bad idea in light of resurgent virus numbers, a point underlined by Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, who advises against large gatherings.
People should either put them off or be really careful. Maybe COVID's not as big a deal, especially if you're vaccinated. But even if you are vaccinated, among some of those more vulnerable populations, we should all be very careful.
Simone Biles' coach reveals the gymnast's aunt died suddenly just ahead of her bronze medal performance on the balance beam yesterday. Biles sat out earlier events to focus on her mental health. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on the Olympic action from Tokyo.
American speed was on display here in Tokyo today. The U.S. took gold and silver in the women's 400-meter hurdles. The gold went to Sydney McLaughlin. She broke her own world record with a time of 51.46 seconds. Finishing second was fellow American Dalila Mohammed. The new gold medalist was elated.
We're just two great athletes pushing each other to be our best, and at the end of the day, we both represent the same country.
And a bit later, more American speed will be on display as Noah Lyles tries to win gold in the men's 200 meters. In basketball today, the U.S. women's team advanced to the semifinals with a win over Australia, and that 24-year-old Belarus sprinter who said she was being forced back to her country against her will, today she left Japan on a flight to Vienna. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
The trouble continues for two major airlines trying to recover from bad weather and technical issues over the weekend. Spirit and American Airlines canceled hundreds of flights yesterday, and Spirit's already canceled 45% of its schedule for today. A frustrating time for flyers looking to rebook.
Nobody's saying anything to anybody. Nobody's saying why the flights was canceled.
Three former Minneapolis police officers are asking that their federal civil rights trials in the death of George Floyd be separated from Derek Chauvin's. Chauvin was already convicted on state murder charges. Floyd relatives and family attorney Ben Crump were in Washington yesterday to push senators to pass a police reform bill that bears Floyd's name.
We don't want to lose any more children unnecessarily and unjustifiably.
Missouri's governor has pardoned Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the white couple who pointed guns at demonstrators as they marched past their St. Louis home last year. They were first charged with felonies, but then pleaded guilty to misdemeanors. Mike Carey, a coal lobbyist backed by former President Trump, won a Republican primary for an open House seat in central Ohio. Centrist Democrat Chantel Brown won a primary election for an open House seat in the Cleveland area. There are plenty of political ads on Facebook. CBS's Vicki Barker says experts looking to analyze them were thwarted.
The New York University researchers were studying political ads on Facebook. It appears Facebook didn't like what they were finding. They've told Bloomberg News their personal accounts have now been shut down. Their access to the data sharing technology and associated apps needed for their work cut off. The company insists the researchers violated its terms of service.
In drought-stricken California, state regulators have put new water restrictions on farmers. They'll no longer be able to take water from major rivers and streams as of later this month. The idea is to preserve more water for drinking, cooking, cleaning, and generating electricity. Well, a law firm hired by the NCAA finds an embarrassing lack of equality in Division I basketball. And the organization has not lived up to a commitment to diversity and inclusion. CBS Money Watch reporter Christopher Brooks.
The report argues that it's favored towards men now because it was set up that way initially. It depended on men's basketball for a large source of its revenue. And to be honest, it still does today.
The report recommends holding men's and women's Final Fours at the same site and offering schools financial incentives to improve their women's basketball programs. The CDC says COVID vaccine booster shots aren't needed right now, but one hospital's taking its own steps.
Don't call it a booster shot. Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital is giving a supplemental dose of vaccine to those who got the single-dose J&J shot. Dr. Navina Baba is with the San Francisco Department of Public Health.
If someone is interested in a supplemental shot, we highly advise that they first consult with their primary care physician.
They want to be clear, though, that while they're giving them, there's not enough data yet to support any possible benefit. Stacy Len, CBS News.
Musician Pete Parada says he's been dropped from the rock band The Offspring because he does not intend to get vaccinated. On Instagram, the 48-year-old drummer who had COVID last year explained his doctor has advised against it because he's susceptible to adverse side effects from Guillain-Barré syndrome, which vaccines have triggered in rare cases. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure, and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.